how I explain Glow Up to people is basically the makeup version of MasterChef. Confidence is like when you just like, when you don't think negatively, when you don't have any self-doubts, and you just, it's kind of like the effort over it type of move. Like that, I think that's what, to me, that's like, I think that's what confidence is.
I'm Katie J, and welcome to Young Scots New This Is How I Feel podcast, where we talk to guests who've grown up or live in Scotland about their experience and how they cope in this weird and wonderful world we find ourselves in today. In each episode, we'll tackle a different topic with a brand new guest. And today, I am so looking forward to chatting to Onmay all about confidence. Now, hang on, it's not your bit yet.
I'm looking at that camera.
I can see myself. No, now, wisht. You may know Onmay from series 5 of the BBC show Glow Up, where talented makeup artists go head to head to become Britain's next makeup star. Now, Onmay came 5th on the 2023 series, and today she is thriving as a creative and professional makeup artist with a talent for making incredible, intricate and transformative looks. How are we feeling? Very excited, very happy to be here, I assume.
No, very exciting. This is something completely different. Yeah. I've never done this before. So yeah, pretty excited.
Okay, no, let's actually deep it though, because on every episode we do ask each guest, how do you feel? Because this is the This Is How I Feel podcast, right?
How do I feel?
Yeah, go on. Let's get introspective here for a minute.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
But the thing is, well, number one, there's no need to be nervous. But yeah, that's hilarious. Like, no, yeah. No. No. Listen, this is an honest, open space. We're allowed to feel what we feel, but I guarantee you're going to be fine. We're going to have some fun.
It was like the last time I was like properly on camera like this was the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the show. And that was like, oh my goodness, that was horrific that time.
But also, like, such a huge opportunity for you. Just tell us a little bit about how you got there.
Where do I start? Right, so, I don't know if you watched last year's one, a girl called Young Chin that won.
Uh-huh.
So she was the other Scottish girl that won, but she stays in England. But we were at a Mac event, and I met her, and I was talking to her, and I was like, Do I apply? And she was like, go for it, blah, blah. And me thinking I was at, like, do you mean, like, I doubt I'm going to get in, but you know what, I'm just going to apply for it.
Why not?
I think it was, like, the next day or the day after the day, no, 2 days after the event, I applied on my phone, like, 8 a.m, just before college.
Sorry, 8 a.m? You were up?
Yeah, I had to go to college at 9. Yeah, I know. College, man. So, but, like, about 8-ish in the morning, remember, and about 11-ish in the morning, I was about to say afternoon now, 11-ish in the morning, when I was in college, I looked at my emails, and they instantly wanted, like, an interview with me. Like,
wow.
Like an audition call with me, like, straight away. Like, because, like, with most auditions, like, you have to wait.
Yeah.
I've applied with, like, other TV things, and I know, like, it's a bit of a wait, do you know what I mean? But they were like, get a Zoom call, and I was like, okay, I'll do that then. So that went on, and then I had like 2 more auditions after that, and then a wee call thing, and then I was picked for the 10. Yeah.
Wow, because you're right, you usually have to wait a while before you even, whether
find
it's a polite
out.
Rejection or a, yeah, okay, yeah, we'd like to see you. So you almost didn't have any time to think about the gravity of what was actually happening,
no,
right?
No, I didn't even know what was happening, because it was literally like 2 hours after, 2-3 hours after, they were just like, we want a Zoom call with you, and I was like, I'll take that.
And before that, so at college, were you studying makeup?
Yeah, so I studied film and TV makeup artistry.
Nice.
So I'd done my NC course and then I'd done my HND.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, it was all right. I mean, I didn't get the best score because I was filming.
Yeah.
So I came back and I only had like a month or something like that to like finish my whole course, basically.
Right, okay.
So there was literally like no time. So I crammed everything in. Like I still passed.
Yeah.
I think I got a B or something like that in my HND, which is what I wasn't happy about, because I felt like, because I think me and my lecturer knew that I could have at least...
You were capable of getting like top marks basically, and then...
Yeah, because it wasn't like, the course wasn't super hard and it wasn't super easy, and the flow was doing really good until I left.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I was like, oh my God, there's so much work.
So not too shabby, though, I have to say, coming out with a B. Let's not be so hard on yourself.
But and that's good. Yeah,
also that's smashing so good. It on national television and, you know, making a name for yourself.
Thank you.
I suppose now in this world, like, people want to have a makeup artist who has established themselves as a figure in that space and also kind of as a brand as well. So you have to kind of evaluate what was more important in that moment.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And presumably when that opportunity came around, you were never going to say no.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say no. Yeah, of course. I had to take it. Well, then, yeah. Yeah. Then, yeah, of course, I had to take it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a one-time opportunity.
What you said there was perfect, and it was exactly what it was, because these opportunities don't come knocking for you, right? You have to go out and chase them. And the minute that you did, the call was answered, and they were well up for it. So, yeah, I suppose, do you think that these things, well, because you made that happen, so it's not really fallen to your lap, but the show itself was quite a big change. I don't think we've seen something like that in a long time, you know, where you just, do you think it was sort of serendipitous and fate that it came around when you were ready to take that on?
Say that again.
So the show...
Sorry.
Well, the show, I'm just thinking, like, a reality show that focuses on, you know, makeup as an industry and getting that creative talent out there. We've seen it with, like, Project Runway, Project Catwalk, with models and things like that. But it was quite a different thing to see it for makeup artists.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. It's kind of how I explain Glow Up to people is basically the makeup version of MasterChef.
Right, yeah.
Do you mean like the makeup version of MasterChef?
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
But the fact that you were kind of ready for an opportunity like that when that show came around.
Oh, I was not.
No?
Oh, no.
So was it just pure confidence when you applied? Did you think, why not?
Confidence?
Yeah. Well, they thought you were ready.
I didn't think about it.
Right.
This is what I struggled with, because I was like, oh my God, this is... Glow Up, do you know what I mean? I was like, I'm not going to reject it, this and that.
Yeah.
But I never thought about how the filming was going to be and what you're going to get after it. Because to me, I was like, I'm only there just like, can I, do you know what I mean? Like, can we, do you know what I mean? Like,
have some fun.
Yeah.
Meet
some
cool people.
I came out of it and I got followers and I got, now I've got management, I've got this and that. And I was like, I did not expect that to happen, which is a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Massive change, overnight, more or less.
Basically, like, overnight, yeah.
And how are we navigating that? Like, what's helping? Is it the management, obviously, I assume, helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, the management does help a lot, yeah.
Do you feel, like, a little bit of pressure to make sure you're putting stuff out for those followers now that you've got? Or is it just, well, you were doing it anyway?
It's kind of like, I was doing it, and then I stopped because I had so much things going on just, like, outside, but But the thing is, it's hard being like what you would call like an influencer, because it's like, I feel like you constantly need to connect with your followers. You constantly need to post. You constantly need to, do you know what I mean? It's a workout, man. Like that type of, what dress do you think I should wear? Do you know what I mean? What eyeliner?
Yeah.
But it's quite like a workout. I didn't expect it to be so hard like that. But I feel like with my management, I feel like they helped me a lot. So. Makes me feel a bit calmer.
Good. Yeah. Brilliant. Because it's a lot. And because the minute that your life or, you know, your world becomes the subject matter, you're like, okay, I need to work out how much I feel comfortable putting out there and set kind of healthy boundaries there.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've kind of been working on, or did it happen naturally that it's like, okay, no, I just share makeup stuff on this page, or I'm going to give them some more of me?
I did share a little bit more of me rather than makeup, which was kind of stupid in a way.
Right.
But then, of course, when I got management, of course, they're there from the makeup. So they kind of took me in my route and be like, look, this is what you need to do, blah, blah. Uh-huh. So I'm like, right, okay. So I'm doing a lot more makeup, which, you know, because with me, I get carried away. Do you know what I mean? I'll start talking about blah, 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 like all my stories, blah, blah, blah. But with them, I feel like they've put me in my place and they're like, right, this is what you do, blah, blah. Mm. So they are really, really, really helpful. But on my story, I do, you know, talk about more of me, my life. And do you know what I mean? Like, kind of not as makeup-y.
Right, because it's your personality as well as everything that people fell in love with on the show that they want to see, right? the cute little behind the scenes, like, know. This is real life stuff.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, we can poll them quickly, and I think that we'll find out that that is the case.
I thought, do you know what? See, when it comes to the show, and I never look at comments. I never look at that.
Really?
I only look at my own comments if there's something a bit like, do you know what I mean? Fishy going on, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I never look at, so see, example, like the Gloat page, or like the Reddit page, I never go on and read it.
Good.
Because I've done it once, and I can't.
But it's just, you have to set those healthy boundaries, because you could be, someone could see the exact same thing and go, you have changed my life, you're the greatest person alive, and someone could just come out with something.
And you wouldn't even think about the positive
ones. No, of course you wouldn't.
You always think about the negative ones, and you feel like the negative ones are overpowering the positive ones.
Yeah.
Like, one negative comment, it feels like about 100 negative comments have just came through, and literally, like, one positive thing's came through. That's why, like, I looked at it once and read it.
Just avoid that
then,
full stop.
I was just like, So, I know, so I've stopped fully now, because I only looked at it, like, once or twice, but it makes me feel so much better, the fact that I'm not looking at it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I never think about the show anymore.
Well, you didn't even know what place you came, which is healthy. But it's good, because it's like we're using it as a jumping off point, and then we're moving on. And what exciting things are happening now, and what are you, like, making happen now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm more excited to, like, of course, like, future things and what's going to happen this year. This is one of the things I was super excited about, this podcast.
Even just the way that you one day were like, I'm going to apply for this. And I know you took a little bit of coaxing at that event to kind of get that confidence there. But from that point on, it's sort of snowballed, hasn't it? And your confidence is such a beautiful thing to see and to witness and watch kind of flourish even more. What does that look like to you? What would you say confidence was to you?
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Because I'm never confident. Confidence is like when you just like, when you don't think negatively, when you don't have any self-doubts, and you just, it's kind of like the effort, go for it type of move. Like that, I think that's what, to me, I think that's what confidence is. I was constantly crying, like, every single episode, because I was like, I'm going home, constantly. But no one seen that on the show because of how much filming hours there are, and they only put like 25 minutes of each thing on.
Yeah.
So could you imagine the 24 hours that I'm going through whilst filming, and then they're only picking out the specific bits. But I was constantly crying. I remember the first time going on to do my first challenge, I had a panic attack.
Oh, darling.
So I had to leave just before the filming. So during it, I don't know if you could tell, but my eyes were constantly watering. Like, I had no confidence during the show. And then I remembered the third episodes. I hated my makeup look. I hated it. And you were able to tell, it was like the really bad prosthetics ones. Because so much stuff happened during it that no one's seen. Of course, I can't share what it is. So that put my confidence down. Mm-hmm. And then when I done the face-off, and when I was with Sarah, which is the other girl, she's a really, really positive girl. Like, of course, like, she'll have her moments, you know what I mean? Like, but she's really positive. And when we done a competition, and then when she lost, and then I won, she was like, you've got this, you've got... And I never knew. Do you know what I mean? Like, you never know, because that challenge was so... The face-off, what we were doing, was so tense. And to the point that I won that face-off, I was like, damn. I was like... And but I think from then, it gave me more confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you sort of inspired by her attitude there as well then?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was her and I would say Tayshia, another girl that was on the show, like, both of them, like, I think they kept everyone really positive and confident in that, because they had really, like, what is it called? The people that would, like, be like, you've got this, you slay.
Oh, they were hyping you up the whole time.
Yeah, that's what they were like. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they were like.
And do you ever find yourself now in scenarios going, right, okay, let me channel a little bit of that energy. That's what I need. This is how I should approach this situation.
That's what I need. Like, I need someone to be like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you got it.
Do you know what I mean? I think from then, like, I needed that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're obviously... And the whole, everyone does this, right? You're going, okay, oh, this is me, I'm going home, this isn't working. And then you're surprised when, oh, actually, do you think that you've got a bit more faith in your ability now, having got so far and having done so many cool things?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
It was, like, I never, that was the one thing I learned. People were like, ah, you know, you would learn makeup, you were learning. I didn't learn, oh, I can't say that word.
You didn't learn.
I didn't learn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I learned, the main thing that I learned was confidence.
Yeah.
And I think the judges as well, like with Dom and Val, those were the two makeup judges that were on the show. They were, of course, trying to give me some confidence and trying to tell me to not have self-doubt and blah, blah, blah.
Because they saw you crying for 22 hours of the day.
Yeah. When they were walking around, I remember it's like, when Dom was looking around at my makeup, I heard a word or something like that, and I was... I had to call for producers on my mic, and I was like, I need welfare. And then they came, and I looked at him, and I was like, and I fell, yeah.
Oh, darn.
And that's when I broke down, because I was like, this was like the third episode. Because it was like, first, second, third. The fourth episode didn't have... I was all right. The fifth episode, I hated my creative look. And then the sixth episode is when I failed as well. So, like, a lot of the episodes, I was not confident. Even the fifth and sixth one, I was just not confident at all.
Mm.
But that's life.
Well, it's true. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But it's so hard, and everyone sort of says, like, oh, as you grow up, you get develop a thicker skin or you work out. Yeah. But you're kind of being really self-critical in these moments as well. And I wondered how you learned to build that inner confidence. Do you think it is something that's come with age and experience, or is it something that we're
this
still...
This is better than my therapist session I had.
Thank you so much.
It's better than nothing.
Putting that on my CV. Thank you so much, Amy. I'm delighted with that.
Sorry, keep going.
No, but seriously, like, how do you grapple with that one? Like, how do you figure that out, where you go from being like, hang on a second, no, don't be so negative about yourself, we are good enough and all that stuff. Is there a voice in your head saying that a lot of the time? Or
I think it was Sarah and Tayshia's words on the show.
Yeah.
See, like, before when we done a competition, Tayshia started, I think it was Tayshia, it was one of the girls there, I don't know if you know of her, but her and everyone else, like, we all held hands and we always done a prayer. Every time. I never do prayers. I never do that. So when I done one the first time, I was what is this?
Yeah.
I was howling. I was like, what is this? And after, when I broke down, I was like, maybe I needed that prayer. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, but no, I think their words really helped a lot. And then when both of them left the show earlier on, I was just kind of stuck. It was just kind of like, do you know what I mean?
You feel a little bit lost in that moment. Yeah.
But I think both, they gave me a lot of confidence during the show.
So do you think it's like taking those outward factors, like the people that you've met along the way, and kind of retraining your brain with like their advice. But when you were younger, did you have these same like crisis of confidence, or were you?
No.
Nah?
I've never had confidence until the show.
Wow.
I've never had confidence. Like, a lot of people know, like, even my partner knows, you know what I mean? Like, my family, they all know the fact that I pack a lot of stuff about myself, even now. That's why I got lemon bottle, do you know what I mean? No, but I do pack on myself a lot.
Yeah.
Still, which is so bad. So, and this podcast is about confidence.
But
I've got it all.
But this is so important as well, though, because I think that, see, when you walk into a room, because you are such a, like, beautiful, effervescent, lovely person, and because you have wackadoodle time shoes on, like, you dress, like, so gorgeous and quirky and different. You know, people would assume that girl's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
There's someone who knows how to walk into a room and command the room. And you do.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's only human that's not how you feel.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that people assume that about you all the time, that you must be this, like, larger-than-life confident person? And then maybe...
I feel like because of the show, and because my friends and I know that I've done other shows in it as well, they might think that I've got a lot of confidence and blah, blah, but I think I do have confidence, but it's kind of... There's a lot of self-doubt about my work.
Right.
That's what I have a lot of self-doubt about.
Yeah.
It's about my work and sometimes about the way I look. Mm-hmm. About 2 hours last night, I was trying to figure out an outfit. And I'm sat here with a jumper and knee-high socks on.
But it's like so everyone, isn't it? But do you think that's because you're a perfectionist when it comes to your work and things, that you're so critical about this stuff to yourself? Because yeah. I bet you if I had produced that makeup look in week 3 that had you so stressed and upset, you'd have gone to me, Katie, that's well good. That's amazing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Or just because it was you.
That was bad.
Okay. That look no, it's was because it was really actually bad. Terrible.
It's like, I know it's bad. See, when someone would say to me, it's not even that bad, I'd be like, stop talking rubbish, right? Because I know it's bad and I know that they know that it's bad. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
and then the day after when I talked to them about it, they'd be like, yeah, it was bad.
Because like, you know, you, because when you know,
when
you
know
you
a makeup's really bad, it is really, really, really bad. The paint work was good. It was the actual prosthetics.
Yeah.
Because basically, I figure out a look and I tell them, I'm like, right, I need these cheekbones. I need this and that, right?
Yeah.
But when I got it given, I looked at it and I was like, no chance those prosthetics are going on that girl's face. And there was no chance because cheekbones, you would expect the prosthetic to be about that size on the cheekbone. Uh-huh. It was about that size. And it was bad, like, to the point I had to rip the prosthetics, and you can never rip prosthetics. Like, that's what makes them look bad. But they were saying, like, oh, you could put on the cheekbones and everything. Mm. And it was like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you could put it higher. And I was like, well, I couldn't put it on because, do you know what I mean? There was, like, lace here and everything. I couldn't put it on any higher.
Yeah.
Do you know I mean? It'll be on their eyes. Do you know what I mean? But that look was bad. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, listen. That
was bad.
I think that everyone does this, right? What do they say? Like, you go to bed and it's like me trying to sleep at 3 a.m. and it's like my brain going through every mistake I've ever made in my life. Like, we could all sit here and do that till the cows come home. And unfortunately, yours was on the telly. But seriously, how do you just... Is there a way that you've kind of worked out going forward, like a strategy to go, right, well... That happened, on to the next look, on to the kind of pick yourself back up so that you don't spend your time being that hypercritical version of you.
I only posted my good looks on the page, which I'm talking about like 2 looks here from the show, right? That doesn't look good, right? Everything else was awful, right? No, but I don't ever look at the Reddit. I think that's what makes me feel a little bit more confident.
Yeah.
Because I'm just kind of like, forget about the show, this is what I am. And I've got no interviewer person, I've got no producers, I've got no one in my face now telling me I need to do the makeup look in 2 hours. I've got none of that. Like, with me, it's like, if I do a mistake, I can take it off.
Yes, yes.
I've got 4 hours of my day. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I can do whatever I want. It's like, I've got no one there telling me what to do. And when I'm recording my own looks, I edit the bad bits out.
Of course, because listen, you have to be proud of what you're putting out there and make sure, and because you are a perfectionist as well, like, absolutely you do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. The amount of stuff that I redo, but like, I think that's what makes me a little bit confident now, because it's like, right, forget about the Reddit, forget about the Instagram comments, just don't even look at it and think about it, just kind of focus on my page, focus on myself and blah, blah, and I think that's what made me a little bit confident.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. That's amazing. What tips would you give to someone who doesn't feel confident to go out there and do something they want to do, whether that's makeup or something completely different? Would you just say, like, cut out the haters kind of thing?
You can't. Like, if you were to be on the show, like, in my stage, like, you cannot look at comments. You cannot do all that. Like, I didn't think I would have been as negative myself until the show happened, but I know I've learned a lot. Like, don't look at all the negative comments. Don't look at that. You need really, really positive people. You cannot just have a friend that's like, just do it. Why not? Like, you can't have a friend like that. You need someone that's like, look, you have got this, and be really serious. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need someone that's like that in your life.
Yeah.
I think that's what helped out a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then from the show, of course, you ended up meeting so many people who totally get it and totally understand.
Yeah.
Does that help too, having people that like are not only that kind of hype man, hype woman thing, but they're just like, they're in the same universe as you and they understand what you're going through. Does that help?
I've got a really, really, really good friend called Jack Oliver. So uh-huh. They were in episode 3.
Yeah.
And they understand my story. No, not my story. They understand my struggles a lot because they went through a bit as well. And do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So both of us like are really, really close. Like we talk like every day. Like they are one of my really good friends. But it was good the fact that they went through the same thing as well.
Yeah.
And so we were like, see that producer? My days. I mean, like, see Val's comment. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so you end up becoming like, I don't know, it's a shared experience that has connected you and then
yeah.
It'll continue to do so. That's yeah. Lovely. Can I take you back in time for a minute?
Okay.
I know you called me your therapist earlier on. I feel like I'm like, let's address some childhood stuff right now, which, you know, is a leap. But if you could kind of reverse the clock slightly and go back and give any advice to a not so confident version of you, what would you say?
That's a hard one.
Mm.
What would I say to my younger self? What would I say to my younger self? I wouldn't know how to answer that, but I think I might be able to know how to answer as if I was to have a child of myself and if I seen them going through the same thing, what advice would I give them? Mm-hmm. I think with everything that I've learned and the really positive people, I just have to be a little bit more confident to my child if I have a child.
Right.
But it's like, how would I word that?
Well, show them by example kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Be like a really, really, really positive, really like, because like, you know, your parents are always like your role model.
Yeah.
I need to be a really good role model.
But those hours that you're on, my goodness, that's brilliant. And you're achieving so much. So do you think that the younger version of you or this kind of future child would be impressed by all the work
Definitely,
you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think what's hard is coming from an Asian family,
mm-hmm.
they expect you to do more smarter things.
Right.
So, like, example, like, being a doctor, a lawyer, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of mm-hmm. expect a little bit more from me. And with me, it was like, I'd done awful in school. Like,
right.
School was just not for me. And I knew it wasn't right for me. And ever since I was young, I've always loved makeup. That's the only thing I've always wanted to do, right? And with them, it's kind of like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to get from it?
Mm.
But when I wanted to be a TV makeup artist when I was younger, that's when they were like, okay, I'm kind of understanding you. And then ever since I just practiced and got better, I think they had a little bit more confidence on me then.
Yeah.
But they never really helped me with makeup because they knew nothing about it. It was like, I was on holiday, I was in Spain, and I had like, I kid you not, right, about 6 families lining up in a queue to get a picture of me. I was like, what?
Stop.
I was like, because I don't post, I was not some whatever. I was just a girl with makeup on, with a long ass wig. Boots on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was on holiday, like, I had a really long, colourful wig on, and I had really, really crazy makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just like, can I get a photo of you? And I was like, I sure. But that's when my mum was
mom
like...
Mum and dad standing there like, what is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that's when my mum was like, oh my God, that's my daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant.
And I think they clicked on, and I think my mum was like, yeah, keep doing it. What I mean, mm-hmm. if they were to do makeup, blah, blah, I would give them a lot more confidence. I would help them out a lot. I would give them loads of tips. I would, do you know what I mean? I would always be by their side, no matter what.
Was whatever they were doing, you just have to be there to encourage them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, just you watch it. You're going to have a doctor or a lawyer. Oh. I don't know what to do with you.
See if you're not that. I don't know.
You're like,
get someone else to teach you.
Like, baby's first makeup brush kit. No, I want to be a lawyer. Oh, for goodness sake.
I know what you mean.
Do you think that maybe kind of shaped the way that you are very critical of yourself? And I mean, in this full episode, like, you have been very critical of yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here as someone who thinks that you're amazing, so it's hard. It's one of those ones where it's hard to hear that when you're like, but I don't get it because I think you're fantastic. But that's what people do to themselves. Do you think that coming from a background where maybe your immediate circle didn't get it for a long time made you feel a little bit less confident until it changed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I think my family was, I think especially my dad, he doesn't understand makeup, especially now. So, like, I want to, of course, do the influencer stuff on my side. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, I enjoy doing, like, different photo shoots, etc.
Yeah.
I love all that. And I feel like with that, you get paid right there and then. You just go and, you know, run with it, right? But with film stuff, you need to audition.
Yeah.
Then you do the makeup for 3 months and then you're gone. Mm-hmm. And then you need to audition for another film, blah, blah, and you're gone. My dad doesn't understand it.
Mm.
But he thinks TV film is the best thing, and the fact that you can just, I mean, with the money, it's going to be amazing, pay this and that. He knows nothing about it.
Because of the community you've got around you, and because they're starting to go, okay, that's quite cool. Do you feel that behind you, like pushing you on to do more? See, like, stuff? Well, because you've established this community now where you've got people who get it, whether it's your online following or whatever. And to be fair to your parents, they've started to understand a wee bit more.
Yeah.
Has that bolstered you and made you feel more confident and ready to go?
It's made me feel a little bit more confident as well. And also because, I mean, my mum is on my page as well. My mum looks at my stuff. My mum loves it, this and that. But my dad's got nothing to do with social media and that, so he doesn't understand.
He is a bloke. He is your dad. Do you know what I mean? How interested is he going to be in makeup if it's not his thing? Like, fair enough, if it's your thing, go on, Dad. Yeah. But I'm not that surprised that he's a bit confused by the whole thing.
Yeah.
He'll understand it when folks start asking him for a selfie.
I know. Could you imagine? I know.
Get your dad in this one. Perfect. Okay, if I ever meet your dad, I'm just going to grab him and get him a selfie and go, thank you so much. I was only here for you. I've had so much fun chatting to you, sweetheart. It's been so, so good.
Thank you so much.
On me, absolute superstar. This conversation has been wonderful. Yes, and don't you do that thing where you go and you go, that conversation was terrible. It's been wonderful.
No, I love this.
Oh, thank goodness.
Put me in more. I love it.
But it has been so much fun. So thank you to everyone who has tuned in and for listening. And remember, if you need support with how you are feeling, Young Scott has tons of information at young.scott/IFeel. So A-Y-E. Feel. Also, don't forget, if you're under 26, then make sure you get your free Young Scott National Entitlement Card with thousands of discounts, subsidised public transport and a whole lot more. You can also claim 100 Young Scott reward points for listening to this episode by using the code CONFIDENCE. So, that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of This Is How I Feel. And if you have, please rate, review and subscribe. It means that you will get to see the next episode as soon as it drops. We're looking forward to next time already. See you then.